This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The Tea Party remains a force in this fall's election, though it has lost some momentum.
The political movement that put many candidates into Congress in 2010 had a mixed year. The Republican presidential candidates who played to the Tea Party lost. Mitt Romney, the party nominee, kept them at arm's length.
But last week, the Tea Party's favorite candidate in a Senate primary in Texas won big, signaling the movement's remaining strength. Here's NPR's Don Gagne.
Yes, the big Tea Party rallies of 2009 and 10 seem to have vanished. The noisy confrontations at town halls are a thing of the past, too. But just ask Ted Cruz about the clout of the Tea Party. This is from his victory speech last week.
Millions of Texans, millions of Americans are rising up to reclaim our country, to defend liberty, and to restore the Constitution.
Cruz beat the candidate favored by the Texas GOP establishment. A similar story played out in Indiana, where Tea Party favorite Richard Murdoch knocked off six-term incumbent Republican Richard Lugar in a primary in May. Suddenly, some are describing the Tea Party as resurgent, just months after it seemed all but irrelevant. But political scientist Alan Abramowitz says both characterizations are inaccurate.
In general, the Tea Party has a pretty negative image among the general public, but it remains, I think, a very potent force within the Republican Party.
Abramowitz, who teaches at Emory University, says polls put Tea Party approval at just 25% among the public at large, but
when you have a Republican primary electorate, you have a group of voters who are quite conservative, and in many cases, a majority of those Republican primary voters identify with the Tea Party movement.
But that only shakes things up when the Tea Party votes as a bloc. That's what worked for Cruz in Texas and Murdoch in Indiana. The presidential primaries were a different story, with too many candidates staking a claim to Tea Party votes. There was Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann here describing her conservative coalition.
And it's made up of the Tea Party movement, and I am one of those.
And there was Texas Governor Rick Perry.
And I'm proud to be here today with the Tea Party Express. And I simply want to get America working again and make Washington, D.C. as inconsequential in your life as I can.
Others sought Tea Party backing as well, but in the end, the nominee will be Mitt Romney, the father of the Massachusetts health care plan that became Obamacare, and the GOP candidate the movement liked least. Amy Kramer of the Tea Party Express says its voters will turn out this fall, even if it's only to vote against President Obama.
I think that you'll see the people rise up and work really hard to make sure that he is a one-term president.
The Tea Party can also say it made many Republican candidates move to the right to secure their nominations this year, even including Romney himself. The movement also connects with the other big story of 2012, money. From its beginnings, it's had support from such wealthy conservative donors as the Koch brothers. Its big institutional ties include groups such as FreedomWorks, led by Dick Armey, the former majority leader of the U.S. House. These major players saw early the historic potential of the Tea Party. Harvard professor Theda Scotchpole is the co-author of the book, The Tea Party and the Remaking of Republican Conservatism.
Well, the drama is what it's going to do to the Republican Party. I mean, if the Republican Party actually wins the presidency, the House, and the Senate in the fall, it will remake American public policy in 3 months. I mean, they aren't going to stop. They're going to act very, very fast.
And if the Republicans fall short of a sweep this fall, the ferment will not stop, Scotchpole says. Instead, the battle will intensify inside the grand old party as it looks to 2014 and 2016. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.